Working in groups and with other people is something that's integral to our daily lives. So this week, the Northwest University's Student Counseling and Development wants to focus on assertiveness. Now, let's start at the beginning. What does it mean to be assertive? Being assertive falls right in the middle of being passive and being aggressive. If you're passive, you might never get to vocalize your needs. If you're aggressive, you'll come across as a big bully and will likely be misdirecting your frustrations. But if you're assertive, you'll be able to express your desires while respecting the needs of others. And you'll have a better chance of getting what you want and deserve. Now, how do we distinguish between being passive, being aggressive, or being assertive? Now, when we take a look at what it means to be passive, this is often characterized by generally saying yes when you want to say no. This comes down to feeling bad about voicing your own opinions and not wanting to disappoint others by not agreeing to what they want. Passive behavior often leads to feeling overwhelmed and then not meeting your own deadlines because you've been too busy helping others with theirs. The mindset of a passive person can be described as "you're okay, I'm not," and thinks that other people's opinions are more important. Then we move on to being aggressive. When we take a closer look to what it means to be aggressive, it comes down to the fact that here you tend to undermine someone else's rights and self-esteem. You fail to consider the views and feelings of others and generally believe your way is the best way, which of course is not always true. The mindset of being aggressive is, I'm okay, you're not, and that your opinion is more important than everybody else's. And now for what we would call the golden ticket of being assertive. This is the happy medium between the two. It means standing up for your personal rights, your thoughts, beliefs, and feelings in a direct, honest, and appropriate way, while still being respectful of others. This is a I'm okay, you're okay mindset, because you think that everybody's opinions are equally important. When we take a look at the benefits of being assertive, in general, assertive people make great managers because they treat people with fairness and respect and are treated the same way in return. This means that they are often well-liked and seen as leaders that people want to work with. They tend to negotiate successful win-win solutions, and they're able to recognize the value of their opponent's position and can quickly find common ground between them. Assertive people are better doers and problem solvers. They feel empowered to do whatever it takes to find the best solution to the problems that they encounter. Assertive people are also less anxious and stressed. Because they are self-assured and don't feel threatened or victimized when things don't go as planned or expected. Now, how to sound more assertive? Let's start with I. Statements that start with I sound confident, factual, and assertive. Instead of saying, you make me feel sad when, you'd rather say, I feel sad when. Instead of saying, you make me angry when, you could say, I'm upset that. Instead of saying, you frustrate me, say, I feel frustrated when. Furthermore, avoid words that undervalue what you're saying. So instead of saying, I could be wrong, but, rather say, I believe that. Instead of saying, this might sound crazy, rather say, I have a great idea. You can also change your verbs to sound more assertive. Use the word will instead of could, should, or might, or use need instead of want. You can also use feel statements. What we mean by this is when I feel, for example, when you don't listen to me, I feel disrespected. You can also set clear boundaries. Learn to say no. When you're being assertive, you are stating facts, not apologizing or explaining. For example, I'd love to help, but today won't work. Tomorrow will be better. Now, key skills to assertive communication include communicating openly and honestly, showing respect to others, communicating clearly, controlling your emotions, admitting your mistakes and apologizing, and of course, being willing to achieve a compromise. But there are also non-verbal skills you can use. If you take a look at your posture, make it open and relaxed. Your voice having a medium pitch and volume. Maintaining positive eye contact. Using open and rounded gestures. Smiling in a way that shows empathy. And having a little bit of distance and personal space. At the end of the day, we're looking at passive aggressiveness, where you say, I don't care about myself and I don't care about you. And in this situation, everybody loses. In a passive situation, I don't care about myself, I care about you. I lose and you win, which is also not the ideal. When you're aggressive, I care about myself and I don't care about you. I win and you lose, which, contrary to popular belief, is also not an ideal situation. So that's why we try to be assertive, where you care about yourself and the other person. And that gives you a win-win situation.